What did I do wrong? My brother's usually happy to play with me, but now he just mopes around in his room.
Just because your brother's going through something doesn't mean it's your fault. If you need some encouragement today, well, I've got that for you. You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. You know, lately things have gotten pretty challenging around the world. For example, the coronavirus has caused a lot of people to worry about their health and finances. If you know someone who has been dealing with some long-term sadness or depression, don't stay silent. Ask if you can help or share the love of Jesus with them. And if it gets really bad, don't be afraid to ask a trusted adult to help. Psalm 34:18 says this, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." And now for some more advice on how to help someone who's hurting, our story today. Abe watched his brother Mo go into his room and slam the door behind him. Mo was in high school, and lately he'd been acting super moody. Abe was confused by this, as his brother was usually so cheerful. He decided to talk to his grandfather about it. "I don't get it, Grandpa. Did I do something wrong? Mo has been avoiding me lately, or worse, yelling at me and calling me names." "Has he been acting differently around others as well, or just you?" Grandpa asked. Abe shrugged. "I don't know. I haven't seen him talk to Mom or Dad much lately, and none of his friends have been over in a while. But Mo used to play video games with me almost every day, and now he mostly ignores me. I must have done something wrong to upset him, but I have no idea what I did." He looked at his grandpa. "You're always watching those cop shows. Can you tell me what I did wrong?" Grandpa smiled. "Abe, I think I know why Mo is acting like this, and it's not your fault. Ever since I learned that he and Sarah had broken up, I've noticed he hasn't been his usual self, though I didn't know it had gone this bad. I thought he might be feeling depressed, and that can look like many things, like anger, sadness, or laziness, but it isn't your fault." Abe perked up at this. "You mean I didn't do anything wrong?" "No, you didn't. Broken relationships are painful, and Mo needs time to grieve. I think the best thing we can do for him is give him space and let him know that we love him. By showing him we care about him, even when he ignores us or gets angry, we'll be reminding him that Jesus loves him and will help him through this. And since it sounds like Mo might be dealing with feelings of depression, we should also talk to your parents about getting him help." "And we should pray for him too, right?" Abe asked. Grandpa nodded. "Yes, let's do that now." So how about you? Do you know someone like Mo? Or maybe you're feeling down yourself. Painful circumstances can make people feel sad or angry for a long time. But Jesus came to give us life, and we can remember the joy of his love and know he's with us even when we don't feel happy. If a friend needs encouragement, share Jesus' love with them by letting them know you care. And by the way, if you or someone you know is dealing with intense feelings of anger or sadness, tell a trusted adult so they can help. Our key verse is Romans 12:15.
Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
And our key thought today, show love to those who are hurting. If you have older brothers or sisters, you can help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new Unlocked Devotional from Keys for Kids Ministries. Each day's reading focuses on a topic that affects teens, like social media and self-worth. Find out more today about the new devotional at unlocked.org. Once again, I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids.